How has being adopted as an embryo shaped your life? Well, it's a question someone like Chloe Klopfenstein can answer a little more fully than a lot of embryo adoption children, simply because she is one of the older NEDC embryo adoption kids. She's 15, actually 15 and a half, and she's my guest on the Embryo Adoption Podcast today. Hi, I'm Mark Mellinger, welcoming you in. I'm the Marketing and Development Director for the National Embryo Donation Center, the NEDC, which puts on and sponsors this podcast. You can find out more about us and our work at embryodonation.org. Again, that's embryodonation.org. And yeah, so we play a pretty important part in your story, Chloe. I guess you could say in one very real sense, you wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the NEDC. Let's talk about your life a little bit. This is really interesting. You have five siblings who are all adopted via either domestic or foreign adoption. So I'm interested to ask right off the top, how does the common theme of adoption bond you all?
Well, yes, we are all adopted. So I think that really helps us bond because none of us know fully our background, you know, stories and things like that. And so we're all kind of mysteries like that, and we're able to kind of joke around about how we kind of came into this world, how we came into this family, because we all look so different from each other and are so different from each other and come from so many different places. But I think that has helped us bond even more because we all are able to share that experience.
And you're the youngest of the six. You Yes. have always known that embryo adoption was part of your story. Explain how you processed being adopted as an embryo through the years as you've matured. I mean, it's the only thing you've ever known. So I think it would be an interesting idea to process, and it'd be much different than somebody else who's just hearing of it for the first time.
Yeah. So as a child, I don't remember like when I was first told about when I was an embryo adoption, but like for me, from the memories I've had, I've always kind of known. My parents have always told me about it. And as a kid, I didn't fully understand it. I knew that I was in my mom's belly, but I also knew that I didn't share any of like the same genes as my parents or the rest of my siblings. So when I was a kid, that's all kind of I knew. But then when I started getting older, I started looking into it more and they started telling me more about it. And now I really do understand what an embryo adoption is. And I definitely have more knowledge about all of it, about how my mom carried me, but I am someone else's embryo, actually.
And it's something, if I'm right, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds to me like it's something you really embrace.
Yes, it is.
What is the response? And I want to ask you a little bit more about that as we go on. But first, let me ask you, what is the response of your friends, of other young people, when they hear about embryo adoption, about how you came into this world?
Yeah, many people think that it's something very cool and interesting and different. A lot of people that I have told actually didn't know that it was really like a thing to actually be able to do. And a lot of people, once I tell them, kind of want to know more about it and understand more. Like when I tell them I'm an embryo adoption, it's kind of like, well, what exactly is that? And then when I tell them, they think it's such a cool story and like a cool way of being able to come into the world.
Well, thank you very much for helping spread awareness. I guess that's part of the gift of being an embryo adopted child. So we certainly appreciate that. What would you say, Chloe, to other embryo adoption kids who have questions? You know, because questions do come with this. They're going to questions about how they came about or how they could find their genetic roots, or maybe some just have, you know, unresolved feelings about entering the world a little bit differently from the majority of people. What would you say to a fellow embryo adoption child, young person who's wrestling with those sorts of things?
I would definitely tell them to try and do their research on it, because you get a lot more facts about it. And then to also talk a lot to their parents, because it may seem like kind of scary because you don't know what the response is going to be. But like for me, my parents are very open with it and like to new different possibilities. And so just kind of talking about it and being able to get your feelings out about it really, really helps. And like, if you do have a lot of questions and concerns, you can talk to your parents and you can look things up. You can call whatever, you know, clinic that you kind of came from. And like, also like if you are feeling displaced or anything like that, just remember that we all are like here now. And so where we came from, it matters, but what we're going to do with our lives matters even more. And like, you are definitely wanted, because your parents wouldn't go through that very hard process if you weren't. But yeah.
Amen. Amen. You know, you and I remember when we did the video with you and your parents about a year or so ago, and I was just watching that back today. And one thing I thought as I was watching it was that you and your family are so well adjusted. And I think that there are lessons to be learned from that. So let me ask you, what do you think your parents have done particularly well in their approach to embryo adoption and its place in your family?
I think something that they did really well was that they never, ever tried to keep anything from us or from me. Like, they always were very open with how we came into the world. And if I had questions, they would answer them. And my dad being a doctor, he was really able to go in depth with those. And, you know, my mom going through the entire process, she was also able to answer those questions. And so I think being able to kind of try to explain it to me from a young child and then go more like fully open with it while I was growing up really, really helped my case.
And it was an anonymous adoption in your case. And the obvious question there is, do you think you'll ever pursue exploring your genetic roots?
One day I might want to, like I will. Right now, what my main thing is I'm kind of wondering where my ancestors came from and what exactly my DNA is made up from, not exactly who. But I think in the future, when I have more in-depth questions, I might want to. But if I did, I don't think I would really want a close, super close personal relationship, more kind of a, we know each other, we've met each other, and that's pretty good.
I'll be interested to see as time moves along if that's what you end up pursuing. So have any of your siblings then connected with their biological families, and how has hearing about that shaped your thinking on this?
Yes. So my oldest sister, Tina, she found her biological parents and she met both of them. Her biological father, she doesn't have a close relationship, I think. But her mother, I know that her biological and mother and her, they talk back and forth sometimes, but she always let us know, like, you guys are my family. They gave me life, but we are her family. And so she's always let us know that there's not a super close personal relationship, and that we are always the ones who, you know, she sees as her family, which really has helped. Because then I know, like, oh, even if they meet their biological family, we are always going to be there as their family. And my brother, he did one of those ancestry DNA things, and he was kind of able to find out some distant relatives of his and kind of where he comes from. But none of my other siblings, they were all international adoptions, so they haven't really explored that. And from what I know, not many of them have a bunch of interest in finding all of that out, at least yet. But yeah.
Well, it's true. Family does not have to be defined by DNA and blood, and it's still just as much family as those that are defined and marked by flesh and blood. And that's one of the great lessons, I think, that comes out of your story, Chloe. So what counsel would you have to other Christian families? I know you guys are very firm in your faith. What counsel would you have to other Christian families who are considering embryo adoption? You know, and what I'm asking for is, you know, what are some of the factors that you think they should weigh? And why do you feel, because I think you do, why do you feel that this form of adoption honors God in a special way?
Yeah. So for families that would be considering embryo adoption, I would say that they definitely need to do their research and check with many professionals, and also kind of go through something, because my mom, she wasn't successful on her first embryo adoption transfers. And so I think that you definitely need to have the mentality that it's okay if it doesn't go right the first time or second time or third time, and that it's okay to keep trying. And sometimes that's how it happens, and that's sometimes how it's meant to be. And you also need to understand that just because this kid will not have your DNA, does that mean that it's any less your kid? Definitely that. And for how we came into the world, how I was God, we are all meant to be God's children. And, you know, obviously we have our moms and dads and our siblings, and they are our earthly families, and then he is supposed to be our heavenly father. And yet we technically, I guess, aren't coming from him. And so it's kind of like that. Like, I have my mom and dad, even though I didn't directly come from them, but they are still my mom and dad, like that.
Very, very well said. Let's end it here. So, you know, I'm trying to think of my own kids are older than you now. They're both in college. So I'm, you know, and I haven't been in high school in a long time. So I'm trying to think at your age, exactly what year of high school you're in. So I'm interested in that. I'm interested in like what sorts of things you like to do for fun, and where you're thinking you may go with your life in terms of a vocation. Can you tell us all that?
Yeah, of course. I am a sophomore, so 10th grade. I just got my permit, actually. So I'm starting to drive, starting to get to that age. I'm definitely not a sports person. I'm not the sports person in our family, but like my mom, I do choir, concert choir, and I am in the school play, and hopefully I'll be in the school musical. So those are some of the things I like to do. And when the future comes, I was thinking about college options, and one of them, I kind of want to go to Ohio State. That's where a lot of my family has gone. We're very big Buckeyes fans. And so I think that would be really interesting to do. And as a career, I'm not, of course, no one can be 100% sure of what I want to do, but I do want to possibly be a pediatric doctor for kids, because I've watched my dad be a doctor growing up, and that was a lot of inspiration, and I absolutely love children. And so, yes.
Well, the Ohio State University will be very lucky to have you if that is where you end up going. I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm an Indiana University grad. Oh. So we'll just say that we can like each other and be friends anyway. That sound okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Chloe Kloppenstein has been my guest. Chloe, just a terrific job on the interview. And thank you for the terrific ambassador that you are for embryo adoption. And I love seeing how God has worked this out in such a beautiful way in your family. Thank you so much for setting aside the time.
Of course. And thank you for having me on here. It has been such an honor. And I am happy to, I'm so blessed to be the person that some other kids can look up to if they're concerned or have questions. So thank you for having me on here. It was a great opportunity.
You better believe it. And if you're interested in finding out more about embryo adoption and specifically the National Embryo Donation Center, you can go to our website, which is embryodonation.org. Again, that's embryodonation.org. And if you want to find out specifically about embryo adoption, go to the adoption FAQs page when you get there. I'm Mark Mellinger, and this has been the Embryo Adoption Podcast.